The Title IV-E program is the federal government's foster care program. Until recently, funds from that program have gone to the state of Wisconsin and its counties, but have never been funneled to the tribes. That's changing now that officials have signed an agreement allowing that money to flow directly to Lac des Flambeaux's foster care administration. Kristen Allen, director of Lac des Flambeaux's Indian Child Welfare Department, says right now there are too many cases and not enough case managers. She says the extra funding is needed to pay for more staff.
So we look to not only hit the benchmark of 2 visits each month for each parent and child, we want to look at seeing them every week at least. So our goal is to always provide better so that we can teach the families and the parents where they're struggling.
Allen says with more resources, staff can also do more preventative work, giving support to struggling families before the point of taking the kids away. State Department of Children and Families Secretary Eloise Anderson says the new funding may help the tribe focus its attention on other problems.
You know, once you get through one hurdle, then the next hurdle doesn't look so big. And right now, the tribes, like most of the families in Wisconsin, are facing huge drug problems. Hopefully that doing this and solving this problem will give them the strength and the hopefulness to be able to solve other problems.
Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Chairman Tom Malson says the agreement signals a growing relationship between the tribe and the state and touches on a painful history of separation of Native children from their homes and culture. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.